Welcome to the Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year and member of the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang, and as we go to press this morning, we're considering word that there could be nationwide riots on Election Day. We're not told any details. The only thing we have right now is that police agencies across the country are training for major civil disruption, code for rioting, on Election Day. So far, that's all we have. Who would riot and why? Well, of course, the rumor is that if illegal alien Hussein, the illegal alien who is the nominee of the Democrat Party, if illegal alien Hussein is not elected, there would be rioting. Who would riot if he is not elected? There is an implication here that black people would riot. I do not believe that. I do not believe that you have enough black people in this country dumb enough to riot were this illegal alien not to be elected president the Tuesday after next. But this is what we are being told. So I leave it there with you, ladies and gentlemen. As we speak, of course, we are told also that the polls are tightening. It's now pretty much of a horse race, we are told. Of course, I don't really pay a heck of a lot of attention to these polls myself. They usually appear to be manipulated to produce a certain result, not to find out what the result could be. You have so many examples of these things gone wrong in electoral history. So myself, I tend to wait until the only poll that actually counts, and that would be the one they take on Election Day in the voting booths. So that's where we are right now, and as we speak, illegal alien Hussein still has said nothing about the revelation that he is an illegal alien. And you've got another interesting phenomenon. You've got additional lawsuits like Phil Berg's being filed by Americans around the country. These lawsuits apparently are popping up everywhere. In Honolulu, there is a lawsuit apparently that requires illegal alien Hussein's presence, and that could be the reason that he went there, allegedly to see his sick grandma. His grandma was sick some months ago, by the way. His family went to vacation in the Virgin Islands instead of seeing her. Let's take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client has a unique situation. Each client is first and foremost an individual. Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Alan Stang.
Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, toll free, of course, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to come aboard. And let's take a call right now. Let's go up to Canada. John in Canada, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Where are you in Canada, John?
I'm in Winnipeg.
In Winnipeg.
Center of North America.
Yes. Go ahead, John. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, you know, Alan, I can't see there being, first of all, you know, the elections are kind of rigged, eh? You know, they have we have all kinds of evidence indicating that this is so. We have computer programmers for Diebold and ES&S who, through court proceedings, have already confirmed and confessed as much to writing the program to rig the election. I mean, the evidence is pretty solid. But you know what? From my perspective, you guys got nobody to vote for. You know, Palin told us that Russia attacked Georgia unprovoked, and I mean, it's clearly not true. I mean, Georgian television broadcasted the date of the attack and said, we're going to attack them, and they did, and they blew up all the schools and the hospitals, and Russians said at least 1,600 people were murdered, but if you go to get the video of the little towns that were attacked, they can't even find enough space for the graves.
Well, so, John, we know that, and of course, this is one of the themes of this program that we discuss every day we take a look at a different aspect of this problem. Quite rightly, as you say, you have both candidates, both tickets controlled by the same people, different personalities, different styles. People have different personalities, but when you look at the policies, when you look at the backgrounds, you see that you're looking at two versions of the same thing. So, yes, exactly as you say, John, we really don't have a choice here. In fact, you know, I'm chuckling as you're talking. I'm constantly asking myself, which of our countries is crazier? Sometimes I think the United States is crazier than Canada. Then I read something about what's happening in Canada, and I think, no, Canada's crazier than we are. I can never make up my mind.
Yeah, well,
because both countries, of course, utterly insane going down the tubes,
yeah.
Yours as well as ours.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of problems here, too. Our problem isn't, you know, in my perspective, I don't want to offend you or any of your listeners, but, you know, we don't have, like, naked liars on television here, although we make a lot of mistakes and we got a lot of bad politicians too. But I mean, we don't got people.
Well, of course, your Prime Minister Harper, your Prime Minister,
right.
is totally in the control of the world conspiracy for world government.
Yeah,
he's totally on board this scheme to merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Right,
and to change utterly change our financial our unit of currency,
right.
Killing the dollar. So he's totally part of the conspiracy. There really isn't any difference.
Right.
Again,
well,
it's just a question of style.
There is some. He doesn't hold the same kind of power. We have too many politicians that wouldn't agree with him, and he doesn't have absolute authority over anything. So he can say all kinds. He says all kinds of crazy things. He wanted Canadian soldiers to go into Iraq, and you know, Canadians say, well, look. The whole conflict is a war crime because Americans had unrestricted access to go wherever you pleased prior to dropping a bomb, and you weren't in Saddam wasn't in violation of the UN resolution 1441. It's a declared war crime by Kofi Annan. Now you guys, or not you, us, or the people of our will in Iraq have done nothing to help these desperate people who are lacking clean drinking water while the government clears $80 billion surplus this year to buy tens of billions of dollars in tanks from the Pentagon, and yet the government there's got no interest in helping these dying children. He still supports Bush, and boy, yeah, we should go into Iraq, and you know, but we still have all these people, all these politicians who say, well, you're crazy. And we thought for sure he was going to lose the election, but you know, I don't have the evidence, but you know, your elections are pretty bad, so ours are probably, you know, pretty clear to being the same, but I can't say that for certain. It's just a suspicion. But in the States,
yes.
I mean, you guys do have the evidence. I mean, you, Karl Rove sent letters.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, we do have the evidence, as you say, and we talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, Karl Rove, like he'll talk about caging voters. That's depriving your rights to vote and cheat you. It's not looking for people who don't deserve to vote. He's looking for people who do deserve to vote and denying you that privilege and all kinds of tricks. Like during summer break, they'll send letters to college students at their dormitories where, of course, very few of them are at. They're off back at home during the summer. And you don't return that letter, then hey, you're off the election roll, buddy. Too bad. And
many tricks. Many tricks. These people are
right.
Absolutely brilliant.
And,
yes.
Yeah. And
hey, John, thanks for the call. Good
okay.
call from, good call from John up in Winnipeg. John, by the way, say hello to my good friend Henry Macau, Dr. Macau, there in Winnipeg.
The man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good call from John in Canada. Thank you, John. Welcome aboard. Please keep listening. Please call again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, excellent call from up there in Canada, which underlines the fact, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we have listeners in Canada, and we have listeners literally around the world here on the Sting of Staying. Throughout the English-speaking world, we know that we have people listening. A good point, yes, you've got, of course, total election outrage here. You've got the electronic voting machines. You've got the Karl Rove factor. Just because Karl Rove no longer is officially part of the campaign, I hope you don't believe that Karl Rove is not surreptitiously involved in all of this somehow. With the usual machinations, the voting machines, Diebold, and so on. And that, on the Democrat side, of course, you've got this Acorn situation, registering Mickey Mouse, registering dead people, and so on. So it's quite a mess. It's quite a mess, ladies and gentlemen, and, of course, getting worse. It will be interesting to see what happens the Tuesday after next. But there is where we are right now. We've got the situation in which Senator Hussein has still said absolutely nothing. There has been no response to the revelation that he is an illegal alien and, of course, unqualified, therefore, to be president. And you have these lawsuits springing up all over the country now, following on the footsteps of the original lawsuit filed by Democrat Party official Phil Berg. Senator Hussein has had to go to Hawaii. He was in Hawaii, apparently, for a couple of days recently. And the speculation is that his presence in the state was related to the lawsuit, a part of the lawsuit. Remember that the original records are supposed to be in Hawaii because that is where he claims he was born. We know now that he was not born in Hawaii. He was born in a hospital in Kenya in the city of Mombasa, big city in that African country, which therefore, of course, would disqualify him for the presidency. Perfectly legitimate question. No response. And according to law, according to the way the court system works, if you do not respond to an assertion like this within 30 days, you have 30 days to reply. If you do not reply, then it is assumed in law that the allegations that have been made about you have been admitted. That, in other words, it's important to understand it is the same thing. The result, the legal effect, is the same thing as it would have been had Senator Hussein gone into court and testified, yes, I am an illegal alien. Yes, I was born in the country of Kenya in the city of Mombasa. No, I am not qualified, not eligible to be president because I am not a natural-born citizen. The legal effect, again, of not responding to the original allegations, all they were in the beginning were allegations, assertions made by Democrat attorney Phil Berg, that the legal effect, again, of not responding is exactly the same thing in law as it would have been had Senator Hussein testified to the truth of these things. Yes, I'm an illegal alien. So this is where this thing stands. What they are going to do about it, I have no remote idea, but it does appear as we go to press again that Senator Hussein is an illegal alien here in the United States, that he needs to be deported, not inaugurated. That could be the new slogan that I'm just offering here at no additional charge. Deport, don't inaugurate. Three words. Pretty punchy, I think, don't you? All right, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have the latest situation with the Phil Berg lawsuit. Let's take another break, do some business. We'll be back with much more in just a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. There's been a lot of discussion lately, ladies and gentlemen, about the fairness doctrine, the fairness doctrine. You may remember this is a scheme concocted many years ago, I guess during the Kennedy administration, a scheme concocted to prevent talk radio, conservative talk radio, Americanist, patriot talk radio, however you choose to characterize it, from being heard on our licensed radio stations. And we're told that this is one of the things that the Democrats would reinstall should illegal alien Hussein somehow be elected and inaugurated as president. Let me reassure you, ladies and gentlemen, should the fairness doctrine be revived, be resuscitated from the grave where it was, where it has been buried, the tomb where it has been installed for so many years. Let me reassure you, should that happen, that would be quite a boon to us here at Republic Broadcasting, here at the Sting of Stang, would it not? Because We are not governed by the Federal Communications Commission here. We're coming to you via the Internet. We are on some actual stations, of course, actual physical stations, more and more all the time. But basically, we originate as an Internet radio program, and so we're not governed by the Federal Communications Commission. This would make the show, apparently would make the show, the Fairness Doctrine would make the show bigger than ever. So people would have to listen to it because there would be no more talk radio. We would return to a situation like the one they had under the Kennedy administration. Of course, I'm speculating here, but I believe this could be realistic speculation. We'll see what happens, of course. Go to newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. There you will see this morning my latest piece entitled After the Election, Hide Your Stuff. After the Election, Hide Your Stuff. And I'm talking there about the two candidates, of course, and what could happen after the election. There are many people who are storing stuff, of course, preparing for possible bad times, which is always wise, always wise. But in the piece I'm talking about that you will find this morning at newswithviews.com, what I'm talking about is what the government could do about the fact that you have bought and stored stuff away in preparation for bad times. The government is not just going to sit there and do nothing. Remember that the executive orders give the president the power, should he declare a national emergency, the power to seize just about everything in the country, literally everything in the country, fuel, food, medicine, power, weapons, you name it, literally, there is absolutely nothing the president could not seize should he declare a national emergency. He has the power to do that under the executive orders, which have the force of law. So you need to bear in mind that you are not just going to be sitting it out. You will not be allowed just to sit it out. Should something like this, God forbid, happen, the government would have the power to accuse you of hoarding and to smash your door in, if necessary, seize your hoard, throw it on a truck and take it away. So you need to bear that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach this horrifying possibility. We don't even like to talk about it. I recognize that. But those executive orders, after all, are there. They are in place. Every president tinkers with them and brings them up to date just to make sure they are all ready in case they are needed. So this is something I think you need to bear in mind, and I bring it up in the article that you will find today on newswithviews.com because I haven't found anybody else really talking about this, and it's something that you need to know about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a look, a brief look again at the latest aspect of the financial bailout, which I think you will find quite interesting. Let's take a quick break, do a little more business, and then we'll be back with much more. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
One of the instruments that Eagle Research designs and markets is, of course, the remedy maker. The remedy maker, and the remedy maker you use, as the name indicates, literally to make your own homeopathic remedies. So the remedy maker liberates the user from the big pharmaceutical companies, because with the remedy maker, you no longer need to go to the drugstore to get a remedy that is very expensive, probably contaminated, 8 or 9 months old, and that is generic, not specific, because you're going to make your own remedy right there with the remedy maker. It's such a versatile piece of technology. I'll give you one example of its versatility that I'm recalling right now. At last year's Cancer Control Convention at the Sheraton Universal Hotel in Hollyweird, California, I was manning the Eagle Research booth. A lady arrived and told us that she was suffering from an infestation of bedbugs. Bedbugs. They had taken over her bedroom, her bed. She had tried a variety of things. Nothing worked. I asked her to bring me a sample of the bed bugs. She did that. She did that the next day. I made her, right there at the booth, I made her a remedy for the bed bugs using the Eagle Research Remedy Maker and sent her home with it. The next day, she came back to the booth at the Cancer Control Convention to report that the bed bugs were gone. And you can read all about this if you go to my website, alanstang.com. Go to alanstang.com, click on Health at the right side of the home page. You'll see a button, Health. Click on that, and you will see a piece there entitled Beating the Bed Bugs, Beating the Bed Bugs, where I've written up the story. Take a look at that article, Beating the Bed Bugs, and you'll see an example there of the remarkable versatility of the Eagle Research technology. In fact, no one is more surprised about it than the people who designed it, because customers buy the technology and use it for purposes that the designers didn't know about themselves. It's quite remarkable. Again, for more information, go to my site, alanstang.com. Take a look. I think you'll be impressed. If you have any questions, simply get in touch with us. We'll be very happy to explain. All right, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Sting of Staying, if you'd like to come aboard, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, Bob Chapman, who writes the International Forecaster, of course. You really need to read the International Forecaster if you want to know what's happening in the markets, in our financial system. Bob Chapman knows everything about it. International Forecaster is the name of the publication. I read it voraciously, read every issue voraciously. Now, in the latest edition of the International Forecaster, Bob Chapman talks about Paul Volcker. Remember Paul Volcker? Paul Volcker was chairman of the Federal Reserve, the non-federal, non-reserve system. It is a system. Yes, that one word, we have to admit, is true. Nothing else about it is true. It's a non-federal, non-reserve system. Paul Volcker was the chairman of the Fed before Helicopter Ben, the present chairman, before Greenscum, Alan Greenscum, whom I used to know personally, by the way, many years ago, spent considerable time with him, spent some time with him. In fact, you will find a piece about him in one of my books, Scumbags I Have Known. Alan Greenscum is one of the scumbags I have known, former head of the Fed. And so Paul Volcker, he is also a former chairman before Greenscum. Now, why do we need to talk about Paul Volcker here? Because Bob Chapman reports in the International Forecaster that Paul Volcker now emerges as the top economic advisor to illegal alien Hussein. Interesting, isn't it? Former chairman of the non-federal, non-reserve system, top economic advisor to Senator Hussein. What was that you were telling us about change? Were you telling us something about change? Now, of course, it doesn't matter what you reveal about Obama. The Obamatrons will pay no attention to it. We realize that because they are in the grip of a mass hysteria. You are looking at the effects of a masterful nationwide brainwashing program, the victims of which number in the millions. So I recognize that if you caught, as I say in today's piece that you will find, my piece you will find at newswithviews.com, If you go there and look at my piece at newsreviews.com, you'll find I make the statement there that if Barney Frank himself were caught in flagrante delicto behind illegal alien Hussein, the Obamatrons would pay no attention, would scarcely notice, even if there were photographs of the fact. But you, if you're listening to me here at the Sting of Stang, to you there would be a difference. You do understand this is the latest demonstration of the fact, again, that there is absolutely no difference whatsoever at the top between the two candidates, between the two parties. The only difference is a difference in style. Both of these candidates are totally controlled by the conspiracy for world government. What change are you talking about? Hussein is a totally owned property of the conspiracy for world government. The fact that Paul Volcker of the non-federal, non-reserve system emerges as his top economic advisor is proof of that. Is just the latest proof of that. Now, also in the latest edition here of the International Forecaster, remember that in the recent swindle power grab, the so-called bailout, the rescue, the so-called rescue, $700 billion, a number concocted, remember, the number doesn't mean anything. We know that from the revelation in Forbes magazine. Remember, one of the things that we were worried about was the payouts, the payoffs to the heads of these criminal enterprises that were going bankrupt. People were indignant about paying these people millions of dollars after they had run these criminal enterprises into the ground because of the criminal activities at these huge entities. The people were disturbed about the payoffs, the massive payoffs that these CEOs would receive. And we were reassured, remember? In the second version, the one that finally got passed on that Friday, remember, we were told, well, no, we've taken care of that. These people will not be paid off. Now we find that financial workers at Wall Street's top banks will receive payoffs of more than $70 billion. $70 billion. Now, of course, when you're talking about trillions of dollars, a number that we are learning to handle, until recently, most of us were uncomfortable talking about trillions of dollars, where I was not really comfortable about what in the world that number means. Now we're becoming quite comfortable talking about trillions. What I'm dreading is the next step to quadrillions. I really don't want to go there, to tell you the truth. I'm just barely comfortable talking about trillions. And so when you talk about a payoff of $70 billion, it sounds like chicken feed, doesn't it? But most people still would regard $70 billion as a respectable amount of pocket money. And apparently, that is what these people are being paid in discretionary bonuses so far this year, despite the fact that they have plunged us into a crisis that is turning out to be worse than the Great Depression. The staffs at six banks, including Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. Now, Goldman Sachs, remember, that's where Prime Minister Ponzi Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, comes from, Goldman Sachs. The staffs at six banks, says Bob Chapman, including Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, are in line for bonuses. That's how they will be paid. They will be called bonuses. You will be funding them to the tune, and this is part of the $700 billion payoff. So this is what Congress means by executive pay being curbed. Apparently, these payroll payoffs bear no relation to the losses incurred by the investors in banks and brokerage companies whose shares are off at least 50%. Bob Chapman says the reward for failure is what we resent. Morgan Stanley's $10.7 billion payout year to date was greater than the entire stock market value of its business. Can you believe this? Let me say that again. The folks at Morgan Stanley got a payout of $10.7 billion. That figure is greater than the value of Morgan Stanley's stock. Yet somehow this is what they are being paid to run these criminal enterprises. So these employees at that particular company could buy out the bank with their bonuses. Remember Lehman Brothers? Lehman Brothers. They were allowed to go belly up for some reason in the intricate politics that go on in the street, in Wall Street, the intricate politics. They let Lehman Brothers die. This is some experts are characterizing the Lehman collapse as the biggest bankruptcy in the history of the world. So Lehman, despite that fact, was considered not too big to fail, not too big to fail. Days before Lehman Brothers collapsed into bankruptcy, it paid its staff more than $6 billion. I guess I need to repeat that, don't I? Yes. Just a few days before Lehman entered bankruptcy, the company paid its staff, the Lehman Brothers staff, $6.12 billion. This happened in spite of the fact that revenue collapsed. The management knew the firm was going under. You're talking about criminals. You're talking about crooks, criminals. Now, remember, you've been hearing about this man, Dick Fuld, or Fuld, F-U-L-D, CEO, the last Lehman Brothers CEO between the year 2000 and 2007, he was paid $485 million. That's close to $500 million in salary bonuses and options. The company's going down the tubes. He's paid almost $500 million. Remember, Dick Fuld, former top gun at Lehman Brothers, totally unrepentant, smirking, full of himself. But Dick Fuld was the guy, you may remember, we talked about him recently over these microphones. He was working out recently in the Lehman Brothers gymnasium down there in the financial district, working out in the Lehman Brothers gym. Hey, you need to keep yourself in shape, you know, especially if you have $485 million, you need to be able to enjoy all that by keeping in shape. Was working out, somebody in the gym walked over and knocked Dick Fuld on his keister, knocked him cold while he was working out. Golly, very exciting. Exciting news, is it not? Actually punched this guy into unconsciousness. Is this the beginning of a trend? I don't know. I'm simply reminding you this is what happened. And, of course, this is just one example. O'Neill at Merrill Lynch. Remember Merrill Lynch, huge company, brokerage house, Merrill Lynch. Is gone, no longer exists. Merrill Lynch loses $8 billion to leave O'Neill. O'Neill was the name of the guy who's the last head of Merrill Lynch. He is paid $161 million to leave. What a great business. Can you name for me another business this good? The more you fail, the more money you make. Merrill Lynch loses $8 billion. O'Neill, the head of it, is paid $161 million to leave. Now, what about Citicorp? Citicorp, another loser. Charles Prince executed another failure. Bob Chapman reports he was paid $38 million to leave. $38 million. At Barclays, Bob Diamond received $70 million. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn, ladies and gentlemen, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he died recently. He died within the past few months back there in his at his home in the continuing Soviet Union. He's the man who devised the term the Gulag, which has now entered our own language. And the term, of course, comes from his book, Gulag Archipelago. Gulag Archipelago. He explains in the Gulag Archipelago that when you are arrested, even while they are dragging you away, you will tell yourself it is a mistake. You will say, I am innocent. They will let me go. And then he says, at what exact point, then, should one resist? He's talking about, of course, the Red Terror in the Soviet Union, conducted by Stalin, the monster on two legs, Joseph Stalin, terrorizing the vast nation of Russia. He says, at what exact point, then, should one resist? When one's belt is taken away? When one is ordered to face into a corner? When one crosses the threshold of one's home? Of course, he himself was arrested. He knows all about this. In a famous footnote, he says this. He says, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive, or if during periods of mass arrests, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, and had instead boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Solzhenitsyn continues, he says, if we didn't love freedom enough, we submitted with pleasure. He puts that in italics. We submitted with pleasure. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. He winds up, he says, resistance should have begun right there at the moment of the arrest itself, but it did not begin. He's explaining to us what happened in Russia. Of course, he lived through this himself. He's telling you that Gulag is about his own experience, Gulag Archipelago, about his own experiences. He's telling us what happened in Russia. You really need to take a look at this. It's the Gulag Archipelago. It's a big book, but it's very interesting. It's a novel. It's a novel. I think you would find it's novelized history. I think you would find it quite fascinating. And that footnote you will find, well, it's on page 13 of my little edition of the Gulag Archipelago. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Russia, correct? Nothing like that could ever happen here in the United States. We all know that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of The Sting of Staying. Thank you so much for being with us. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why